And you just called and said, come get me. I know I shouldn't drink and drive, but I just wanna see them thighs spread open like an eagle. We do shit only we know. Hit it from the front, slide up to the side. It's okay, it's okay, it's alright. You a pro, you a pro, you a pro. So this is how it goes, how it goes, how it goes. Yeah. I'm trying to do everything that you let it do.
What is going on, family? Welcome to a new edition of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. And I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. We're going to have a very special show today. We're going to talk about the Baltimore uprising that has happened this week. And I want to get some calls from everybody. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number. And we are live on Ustream. So everybody in the Ustream chat room, shout out to you. But what we're going to do right now, we're going to take a very quick commercial break, and we will be right back after these messages right here on Tariq Elite Radio.
Master the game by joining dating and life coach Mr. Locario live in New York City on Friday, May 15th at So Techie Spaces for his new seminar, Reclaim the Game. Mr. Locario has some exclusive new realistic approaches to the dating game that will help you be successful with women. Purchase your tickets at MrLocario.com. Space is extremely limited, so pick up your tickets today at MrLocario.com. That's MrLocario.com. MrLocario.com.
What's going on, family? This is Tariq Elite Nasheed, and I'm going to be doing a live lecture in Philadelphia on July 5th, 2015 at the International House of Philadelphia. Now, that's at 3701 Chestnut Street, Philadelphia 19131. Doors open at 6 o'clock. It's going to end around 10 o'clock. I'm doing a live lecture. I'm going to be chopping up a lot of good games, so I want to see your face in the place. That's July 5th, International House of Philadelphia. Get your tickets now at TariqLive.com. That's TariqLive.com. Yo, check out my man Kevin Gentry and his website, BecomeRichFamousFast.com. Kevin has a one-on-one private school coaching website, and he will teach you everything you need to know about the game. And you can call him directly at 404-207-5640. Call Kevin up and he will teach you everything you need to know about being a true player and having real, real tight game. So check out BecomeRichFamousFast.com.
Are you ready? Are you ready for that hot fire? Get ready to step your game up with Tariq Elite Nasheed on Tariq Elite Radio.
Do you love the Coons?
All right, we are back right here on Tariq Elite Radio, and I'm your gracious host, Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. We're going to talk about the Baltimore uprising that happened this weekend, particularly yesterday out there in Baltimore. We're going to really chime in a lot on that. Don't forget to get my new lecture called International Racism. You can get that lecture on demand. You can watch it right now or after you listen to the show today. You can get that at TariqRadio.com, and the link to check out that lecture. It's my live lecture I did in London. A lot of real good game in that. You can check that out at TariqRadio.com. And don't forget to check out Hidden Colors 1, 2, and 3 at HiddenColorsFilm.com. It is much needed. So I want to talk about the riots, as they call it in the media, that happened out there in Baltimore. Like my sister Aki said, it's the Baltimore uprising. Because people are uprising and rebelling against the system of white supremacy. And that message keeps getting lost. And I keep bringing that message back to the forefront. That's a message that should not get lost. And I told y'all in March, man, I told everybody in March that the month of April was going to be a doozy. And this month has exceeded my expectations. My God, this month has worn me out. I know that April is a big time month for white supremacy, but damn. They really got it in this month. I knew they would get it in, but they really got it in this month. The end of April ain't even here yet. We still got a few more days of April and their military tanks with guns pointed at black people right now. In a so-called civilized American city. A city or a country where we're supposed to be citizens. See, when we get to rebelling against real issues, real human rights issues, all of a sudden they roll the tanks out on us. They have a military insurgence on us. But those in the dominant society, people classified as white, they don't have the National Guard pointing guns and tanks at them, even when they riot, even when they point guns and military weapons at the government. They still don't get them pointed back at them. There are riots all the time after these football games and baseball games. People in the dominant white society, they go out and riot all the time. And this country just kind of laughs that off. Like it's just people blowing off a little steam. And you have people in white society who actually go up with arms against the government, and the government, they do not bring out the National Guard and all those people on them. The Cliven Bundy people. I always bring them up. The white supremacists love talking about how black people should not be violent and how black people should just be submissive and all this stuff. But those Cliven Bundy people, they went up and raised arms against the federal government, and they did not get tanks and things rolled on them. Let me get a couple of calls before I really get deep. Let me get a couple of calls. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, my name is Urban. I'm from Bluefield, West Virginia.
All right. What's on your mind, Urban?
Oh, this whole thing with the Baltimore riots.
Yes, sir.
Just wanted to get your opinion as far as what they've been showing as far as the mom coming to get her kid, because I'm kind of mixed on it.
Go ahead, brother. I'm going to let you say what you got to say. Go ahead.
On one hand, I get why she was doing it. You know, maybe he was out there doing wrong. We don't really know. On the other hand, though, I wish she would have been smarter about it, because now they're going to take that and use that footage for their own purposes, talking about the mainstream media.
Right. I think it was real coonish for her to go out there slapping her kid up like that. She didn't really have to do all that. It was very over the top. And hell, if he's violent, he got it from her ass. If she's out there smacking him up like that, I mean, that it didn't have to be done like that. And it also gives the image of black males as being grown mama's boys. It gives the impression and the image of black men being grown children, where they can be in a position that their mom can come out and reprimand them. Because that's how America likes to portray black males, as big old children, big old mama's boys who need to be controlled. We shouldn't think for ourselves. We should be in a submissive, feminine mindset where we pray and buck dance, and we're not supposed to stand up for ourselves. So that's a very bad image that we saw out there of the dominant. It was a very bad image.
And that's what I've been trying to tell some folks, because, you know, I'm not on your level, but I do a few videos on YouTube here and there, and I made one today on that, and that's one of the things I tried to say on there. And I did get a little bit of backlash from black folks saying, oh, she did the right thing and everything. But I was like, wait a minute, hold up. I was raised in a single parent home. Well, my parents were actually married until I was about 6 or 7.
Right.
And then they divorced. But I was raised mostly by my mom. Here's the thing. If she would have been on her game like my mom was, my mom made it very clear what was expected before I even walked out the house.
Right.
So if she would have really been on her game, she wouldn't even have to go out there with that.
Exactly.
Not to mention, my mom would have never came out with this tough pants like that. Like that woman did.
But thank you for the call, brother. But that's the thing, man. We got to look at it like this, man. The older black generation, you got to understand this. The youth, they're not fucking with you, as you saw out there in Baltimore. The older black generation, you can see that the young black youth, the teens and the kids, they ain't fucking with you. That woman had to go out and smack her kid up, but the thing is, if she was on top of her game as an older black adult, the conditions wouldn't be the way they are now. Because, see, older black people have sat up here and allowed the white supremacists to keep their foot in our asses. They've sat up here and told us to march, pray, sing, buck dance, and not challenge white supremacy. And people are still doing that now. People are talking about everything under the sun except white supremacy. And that is the elephant in the room. And it always goes back to that. Everything that's happening in Baltimore right now is because of systematic white supremacy. I've been saying that on Twitter nonstop. I've been saying that nonstop. We're going to have to address the elephant in the room, or we're going to keep going in this racial circle over and over again. Whenever there's a little bit of black progress, there's black white backlash. Then there's black rebellion. Then there's more white backlash. It just goes in a circle, and it never stops going in a circle, because we will not look at white supremacy and say, hey, when are we going to address this, and what do we need to do to replace that system or protect ourselves from that system and create a system of justice? That's the question that black people, melanoid people, should be asking every day. But as you saw in the news footage of the Baltimore so-called riots, there were a lot of older black church people coming out there trying to talk to the youth, trying to get them to go back in, and the kids weren't fucking with them at all. They were like, hey, nigga, move out the way. I gotta throw this rock. They brought the old church Negroes out there with the crosses and the choir robes and all that nigga shit. The youth, they weren't even fucking with them. Because you built no economy. You didn't build no structure for them. That's why they can come in there and just kill black kids at will in any black city or so-called black city in America. Because older black folks, y'all want to talk about everything else except what we need to do to challenge white supremacy. You don't want to be self-sufficient. You don't want to create a structure for yourself or for your kids. And now the kids are being targeted. We're in a goddamn race war. And y'all still coming out here talking about, let's just be quiet now. Y'all, this ain't the answer now. Y'all still talking, this ain't the answer shit, because the white supremacists are telling you that. And you don't have enough sense to turn around and challenge the white supremacists. Why the fuck are you listening to white supremacists tell you what to do and what not to do? They've been trolling me on Twitter for the last couple of days, telling me, well, the riots are not the answer. And I don't condone or condemn anything. But don't tell me what the answer is not, and you can't tell me what the answer is. Nobody can tell us what to do about innocent, unarmed black people getting killed all around this country. Nobody can tell us what the hell to do, but they can tell us how to react to it and how not to react to it. It don't work like that. Let me get a call, man. We gonna be here for a minute. What's up? Who's calling? Nigga, where you at? You in an airplane? What's all that noise in the back?
Man, I'm on my way from work. All these cars in the background. Count Anthony in the place to be in Baltimore, actually.
Okay, you in Baltimore right now?
Yeah, I'm driving home from work. Actually, headed up to actually where they're supposedly supposed to come to my area. And only first they hit the city, then I see this flyer talking about they're gonna, there's this purge or supposed purge of hitting my spot and more in the Baltimore County area in Owings Mills. So that's where I'm headed now, back home, to see what this is all about.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. So there are flyers that's being distributed?
Yeah, flyers from the flyers and also both Facebook, of course, posts and all. But I don't, you know, for me, I'm not going to lie, I don't put too much stock into it, so I got to see this for myself.
Right, right.
But that's what's going on right now. But, you know, as far as what's happening, I understand it, I'm with it. But real quick question, and quote me if I'm wrong. No, I stand corrected. Isn't the whole this whole thing like, man, whatever, because so they protest, so now what? Because white supremacy is still going to do what they're going to do.
Absolutely. They are.
Okay.
They are. And the thing is, nobody has an answer on what to do, because if we march peacefully, we get killed and beat up. If we pray, we get killed and mocked and beat up. So nobody knows what to do. And out of frustration, people are going to just turn up a little bit until they figure out what to do. And that seems to get a lot of people's attention. When motherfuckers turn up, that gets a little more attention. So people, again, I say we need to bring justice. That's what needs to happen. We need to have justice, because there can't be peace with no justice. So I'm looking at the white supremacists. I'm not listening to any advice they're giving about what we should not do, or how bad and how many thugs are out there and all that old shit, because nobody's saying all of this stuff about these police officers and the white supremacists who promote them, that's creating this environment that's happening right now.
Got him. Appreciate that, man.
Much respect, family. That's my thing, family. My people keep making little comments like, the riots are going to have people looking at you negatively. Oh, you shouldn't riot. And I'm not condoning or condemning anything. I'm focused on white supremacy right now. So I'm not even tripping on what's happening, because this is a result of white supremacy. So I'm looking at the common denominator. All this stuff, all the Negroes are jumping out talking about how the riots are going to make people look at black people negatively. Motherfucker, they're already looking at you negatively. It don't matter what you do. Even if you don't riot, they're looking at you negatively. When you march peacefully, they mock you and antagonize you. That's what they did in Ferguson. People trying to march peacefully, the white supremacists out there antagonizing them. Every time we march peacefully and sing and pray, you get mocked and they beat you up and they kill you more. Black people have been marching and praying and singing for the last 200 years. And that has gotten you more ass whoopings. So marching and being peaceful, obviously, is not the answer. When people say rioting isn't the answer, well, damn it, being peaceful ain't the answer either, is it? If rioting ain't the answer, then being peaceful isn't the answer. So what's the answer? Because being peaceful gets more foot up our ass. So I always bring it back to white supremacy. What are you going to do about white supremacy? Because nobody's telling the white supremacists to be peaceful. Nobody's calling the white supremacists thugs and the cops who unjustly kill unarmed black people. Nobody's calling them thugs, like Obama came out today. And I don't know why Obama has just basically told y'all how he feels. He started talking that criminal and thug stuff about black folks. So now Obama has just basically let it be known where he stands with you. If any nigga out here is co-signing Barack Obama at this point, and I voted for Barack Obama, by the way. But at this point, if you're co-signing him, put on your tap shoes. Just put your goddamn tap shoes on. Obama, he sounds like a Fox News pundit. Obama's sounding like Jesse Lee Peterson at this moment. He's sounding like Jesse Lee Peterson or Larry Elder right now. You've been betrayed, black folks. Melanoid people, you've been hoodwinked. You've been run amok. You've been led astray. Black people, you've been out here praying, you beg and you buck dance, and you're still being looked at as negative. No matter what you do, you are looked at as negative because you are in a system of white supremacy. Until you understand you are in a system of white supremacy, no matter what the fuck you do, you can dance, sing, skate, do whatever, they're still going to look at you negatively because the white supremacy is a religion. That's why my new movie, we're talking about the religion of white supremacy. Their system is set up to mistreat you. So what are you going to do about that system? Stop talking about how people are reacting to the system. Ray Lewis, I saw you buck dancing, nigga. Nobody's listening to you, Ray Lewis. And I kind of like Ray Lewis, but all that he got on YouTube or whatever. Oh, this is wrong. This is wrong. Y'all doing this wrong. This is so wrong. Nigga, shut up. Shut up, nigga. Because y'all get out there and y'all don't really do for the community like you should. Y'all haven't built a structure for these young people out here. Y'all not speaking up for these young people out here. You're not challenging white supremacy when it needs to be challenged. So you show all your anger and your vitriol towards the kids when they react to it. Let me see who's on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Yo, what's up, Tariq, man? This is Sam from the East Coast. I'm saying the East Coast because what I want to put on the table right now might rub something the wrong way.
Go ahead, family.
All right, so listen, man. Basically, I'm going to tell you what they're doing, and I know this. The male youth of the dominant society, the suspected white supremacists, have been prepping this low-key for years. Okay, and I'm starting to put pieces together. But basically, they are taking MMA. They are trading guns. And right now, they're taking it to a whole other level. They're training in the mountains.
Yeah, they've been doing that.
Exactly. So here's the thing. Now, when we mobilize, okay, we have to get serious. Okay, we have to start getting serious. Because right now, it's not a game.
And remember,
you already know, but white supremacy smiles at your face, and we're seeing these motherfuckers every day. We're seeing these motherfuckers every day, and they're smiling in our faces, and they know the code. We got to come up with our own code.
Absolutely.
And we got to mobilize how we need to fucking mobilize, because it's not a fucking game, and excuse my language.
Go ahead.
But listen. All of these coons and shit on the TV, they're not for us.
At all.
And I want the youth to motherfucking know they ain't for us. And stop fucking playing around because they're not for us. Motherfuckers need to know what time it is and wake the fuck up.
Because
our ancestors worked too fucking hard and fucking were on our backs, slaving every goddamn day with fucking bullshit. They're not for us. And I just want to leave it like that.
Yes, sir.
I want to leave it like that.
Much Peace. Respect, man. Thank you, fam. My man is passionate, brother. My man was passionate about that. But let me tell y'all something, man. I always say this is not just about the cops. See, the white supremacists, they're so slick. They try to make this an issue about the cops. This is not just about the cops. This is about white supremacy because the cops are funded by other white supremacists. They're supported by other white supremacists. They're supported by white supremacist jurors, white supremacist judges, white supremacist prosecutors, white supremacist media. Y'all saw how the coverage was yesterday. The coverage was so on some... They were making up so many lies. They were talking about the Crips and the Bloods in Baltimore got together with the Black Guerrilla family to plot against the cops, which was a goddamn lie. The Bloods and the Crips were out there protecting Black businesses. I know this for a fact they were doing that. They were lying their asses off and they kept talking about the Black Guerrilla family. The Black Guerrilla family ain't even active on the streets like that. That's a prison gang. They making up gangs motherfuckers they never heard of. It's the Tater Tot gang is going to shoot at cops. Who the fuck is the Tater Tot gang? Who the fuck are y'all talking about? They making up gangs. It's the Warriors. They making up fictional gangs from movies. The Warriors are out there burning up churches. They were lying their asses off. And Black folks, please, and I said this on my Sunday's Ustream show, please stop getting on camera apologizing for the rioters. Black people, you notice this is another thing. Black people were on TV apologizing. Oh, this is wrong. We shouldn't do this. They just apologizing profusely. And the media, they're still demonizing all Black people. They're all demonizing Black people. They don't give a fuck about you apologizing. Cut the apology game out. That ain't working. All that, we gotta apologize for Black people who make white people mad. Cut that out, because nobody is apologizing for these cops blowing our fucking brains out. Do you notice that when we get our brains blown out, nobody's apologizing for these cops? Nobody in the dominant society. Nobody's saying, hey, look, we as white people, that ain't, you know, those cops, they should be condemned. They don't represent us. That's why these cops are walking around untouched, unscathed, getting millions of dollars in donations. Let's see who's on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, Tariq, how you doing? I just want to say a couple things real quick.
Go ahead, fam.
Ray Lewis and Obama. I mean, these motherfuckers sound like motherfucking slaves and shit, man.
Yeah, Obama just straight up just threw us all the way under the bus as far as I'm concerned. He already did, but today he officially did it. He just officially threw us under the bus.
And I want to know one question and one question only. Okay, is there anything Obama or anybody high in power can do to have a United States law? Because I feel like if you can get capital murder for killing a cop, why can't you just write a law if you kill an unarmed person, capital murder?
Dude, you know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. They can put all types of sanctions and injunctions on these law enforcement agencies overnight. They could do it overnight. They can speak up for black folks and they can do things overnight. They create laws that protect people in the gay community. They protect laws that protect the Hispanic immigrants. They can create all these laws to protect all of these other groups, but when black folks are getting shot, everybody act like their hands are tied. Bullshit.
Wow.
The thing is,
that's crazy.
With the police, they vote in blocks. Those police unions have become very powerful. And those voting blocks, these politicians, they don't want to disgruntle that voting block of those police unions. That's why they kiss their asses. That's why the mayors of these cities don't ever really punish the police system, because the police unions, they vote as a group, they put their money together, and they back certain politicians. And just like with Barack Obama, remember that whole thing with him and his friend Skip Gates? Skip Gates, who was made a career making excuses for white supremacy, and his ass got arrested on his own doorstep, and then he started yelling about racism, and then Barack Obama said the cop acted stupid, and those cops got in on his ass and he had to apologize. That showed you right there who's running the fucking show. That right there, when the president had to apologize to a fucking cop, that showed you who was running the show. I knew it was going to go downhill from there. So the thing is, we got to start thinking in code like that and vote and create our own voting block and our own economic block so we can put motherfuckers in power and have them do what we say. We don't want to do that, and we got to do that. We got to get to a position where we got to do that. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you. Thanks. Appreciate that.
Much respect, fam. And a lot of people, because of the fires and stuff that's been happening out there in Baltimore, all the fires and a lot of destruction out there as a result of white supremacy, let's always bring it back. I see a lot of people hopping on TV talking about, well, Freddie Gray wouldn't want this, because the whole, you know, the situation got sparked. The straw on the camel's back was the situation with our brother, Freddie Gray, who was killed. He died after being in police custody, and they harmed him, and he ended up dying as a result of his injury. And people going around with this, well, Freddie Gray wouldn't want this. All these riots and all these fires, oh Lord, Freddie Gray wouldn't want this. And I even hear white supremacists saying that. Well, what, you know, Freddie Gray wouldn't want this. Well, guess what else Freddie Gray wouldn't want? Freddie Gray wouldn't want his fucking spine to be broken. Freddie Gray wouldn't want that either. Freddie Gray wouldn't want to be killed and have the people who killed him walk away with impunity. Freddie Gray wouldn't want that either. So how come you're not doing anything about the white supremacists who killed the brother? Since you're so concerned about what Freddie Gray wants or what he would not have wanted. How come you're not concerned about bringing justice to the life of Freddie Gray if you're so concerned about what he wants? Let's see who's on the phone. What's happening? Who's calling?
He's paying for DJ 41. I think I was going to get in. I never got in on Wednesday.
Yes, indeed.
But yeah, I was just calling, man. I seen the Ray Lewis interview. Do you think he was kind of tiptoeing on the coon train, bro?
A little bit. You know, I understand the passion, but fuck that. Because the thing is, when it comes to turning to other black people, telling them what not to do, we get real bold and passionate. This ain't the answer. Well, goddammit, why don't y'all have that same boldness towards the damn white supremacists and stop being scared?
That's, and they weren't saying that beforehand. They saying it like after him. It sounds real corny to me.
It's corny when we have to react because nobody's giving us the answer. Nobody's providing an answer.
Much love to Baltimore, man, and Mobile, Alabama, we with you.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for the call, brother. Much love to Baltimore, man. I got a lot of love and respect in Baltimore, man. Baltimore is a real big supporter of my stuff. They've been buying my books out there in Baltimore for years, my books and movies. So I get so much love in Baltimore. And I knew Baltimore was about that life. Them brothers out there don't fuck around like that. That Baltimore is not Ferguson. They turned all the way the fuck up in Baltimore. They turned up in the 1960s. There was another riot in 1968 out there in Baltimore. So again, we keep going into this circle. We keep going in this circle. And another thing, the white supremacists, I've been looking at Twitter and Facebook. I see all of these out of context, these Dr. Martin Luther King quotes. The white supremacists love trying to pacify black people by quoting Dr. King. Oh, Dr. King would not have wanted this. Oh, Dr. King was peaceful. How come y'all can't be peaceful? Well, look, Dr. King was peaceful and the white supremacists killed him anyway. Dr. King was peaceful and the white supremacists killed him anyway. So being peaceful was not the answer. When are you people going to address systematic white supremacy? If you keep ignoring white supremacy exists or that white supremacy is the domineering factor, you are creating more situations where white people's cities are being burned because people are trying to pretend, and this is the con game that a lot of people are running. They keep saying the term, well, how come black people are burning down their own communities? The white supremacists love saying that because they try to pretend that they're not being affected by what's going on when they are. You are being affected. Unfortunately, innocent white people are being affected by systematic white supremacy because black people don't own those businesses out there. Black people don't own those CVS pharmacies and all that. And most of the so-called black-owned businesses, which there were only a handful, most of them were protected. As a matter of fact, I saw an interview yesterday when they were doing the live coverage. And, you know, the racist news media, they love running that narrative that black people are burning their own stuff. And they saw one black business owner. He was like, you know, all the riots, you know, I own a business over here and, you know, I don't think they should be rioting. I think people should kind of calm down. And the reporter was like, yeah, so how bad did they destroy your business? And the brother said, oh, no, they didn't touch mine, but they burnt up everybody else's stuff. I don't, you know, I think that's wrong, but they left me alone. And the reporter said, okay, thank you, and then ran off. The reporter ran the hell off because the reporter didn't want that narrative. The white supremacists, they want to pretend that they're not affected by this, but this is hitting them in the pockets. This is definitely hitting them in the pockets because now a lot of people are losing work. A lot of people are losing money. Schools are closed. There's a curfew. The baseball games are canceled. So they're losing a lot of money doing that. So this is affecting a lot of people. And the white supremacists are creating this and they're harming other white people, other innocent white people who are not white supremacists. They're creating an atmosphere where innocent white people are getting harmed as well. That's how evil the system of white supremacy is. They'll sacrifice their own to a certain degree. Let's see who's calling. What's up, who's calling?
What's good, Flex? This is Romeo calling from Kalamazoo, Michigan. What's good with you, fam?
I'm good, family. What's on your mind, dude?
Man, I'm just chilling, man. Me and my lady was chopping up game about the Freddie Gray situation in Baltimore. And I was telling her I went to work. I took this I Love Being Black hoodie to work. And, it started a lot of controversy. And it was like this white chick. She approached me and was like, you know, I want to buy one of those hoodies. And I was like, well, if you buy one, you going to roll with me to Baltimore so we can protest? And she ain't say nothing about it.
Hilarious. Hilarious, man.
Yeah, because I was basically trying to tell her that, you know what I'm saying, if you want to be associated with the culture, but you don't want to take responsibility with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, man, thanks for the call, fam. But yeah, man, shout out to Baltimore. Another thing, man, the white supremacists, they love trying to run this game, talking about, well, Baltimore's a majority black city. They got a black mayor and they got a black president. That's a con game. You got people in token positions who are powerless to do anything for the black masses because they're controlled by white money. These so-called black politicians are controlled by white money. So black folks, let's stop going for the tokenism thing. These black politicians, when you don't put no money on them, the white supremacists put the money on them, and they are controlled by money. Just like that Stephanie Rawlins Blake, the mayor of Baltimore, with her ass. She went out there and did the bedwinch buck dance, calling the black folks thugs and criminals and all that. She did her little buck dancing for Massa with her Patsy from 12 Years a Slave ass. When she did her press conference, she looked like she stopped at the makeup counter at Nordstrom's to get her goddamn eyeshadow and rouge. She went out there like she's on America's Next Top Fucking Model with all her makeup on, looking like she's about to go to the Essence Festival with her little quick weave and her edges slicked down, trying to be cute, talking real greasy, throwing black folks under the bus. That's why you got to have an economy. You need money to punish people who are not doing what they're supposed to be doing for the community. Oh, she was buck dancing, bed winching heavy. She was doing the bed winch bankhead bounce, throwing black folks under the bus, not putting in account the circumstances that created the whole situation. We got to get serious, man. We got to start talking about systematic white supremacy. And I think she knows her political career is over. Black folks better not vote her in again. She's done. Don't vote her ass in again. But we're going to have to start getting these voting blocks together. We're going to have to start getting these voting blocks together and putting money behind it. Again, the presidential elections are coming up. We're going to have to start talking money, family. What's up? Who's calling?
Well, we're good, Fred. This is Rick from Brooklyn.
Rick from Brooklyn. How you doing, fam?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm chilling.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, man. You know, I'm just, you know, what's pissing me off is, you know, people still, you know, he's still defending these cops. This is crazy.
Yeah. Nobody's.
How can you defend people who continue doing the same thing? And they're like, nah, man, you know, yeah, man, we got to do peace. But throughout history, it's been proven time and time again that you got to pop off for people to change.
Yeah. People keep talking peace, but peace ain't working. And nobody can tell us what will work. They keep telling us what will not work. Well, burning that down don't work, and fighting don't work, and this don't. Well, goddamn it, what works then? Well,
exactly.
I know that. Well, if you can't tell us what works, don't tell us what don't work, because being peaceful ain't working either, and y'all still maintaining the system of white supremacy. But anyway, thanks for the call, fam. And I saw a press conference of the police. They were talking about how the people out there are rioting without provocation, making it seem like they just woke up one day and wanted to just tear up stuff. And the white supremacists, they want to believe that anyway, because they want to practice white supremacy. The white supremacists look for reasons to justify practicing white supremacy. Please stop making excuses and apologizing and buck dancing and trying to play respectability politics with them. The white supremacists want to practice white supremacy. So y'all, the majority of people out there were not rioting, by the way. Most people were peaceful. But the white supremacists don't give a shit. So stop giving a shit about what the white supremacists think about you. They're going to always look at you as second-class citizens. So you need to be a person of melanoid empowerment. Create a situation where their opinion don't mean shit and it can't affect you. And you get your economy game in order and get these politicians in your pocket and get your money right so that you're not dependent on these people. The more you're dependent on the white supremacists, the more they're going to whoop your ass and you can't do anything about it. Because they keep talking about, we want order. That's the thing. We trying to get order. We got the National Guard for order. We got the black preachers for order. I think they tried to bring the Nation of Islam. We're trying to get order. We need the black people orderly. But nobody's talking about goddamn justice. You want order, but no justice. That's the problem. You want order, but no justice. Because when you have order and no justice, the people can just quietly and peacefully and submissively get their asses whooped. Nobody's talking about white supremacy. Nobody wants to change that at all, but you want black people to act right while you whoop their asses. You want black people to march obediently into the gas chamber, so to speak. Don't go in there kicking and screaming. Go in there nice and peacefully. That's the Christian way. That's what they're telling you. You want order, but no justice. Fuck that. Let me get justice, then we can talk about order. Get that shit right. Justice before order. The fuck y'all out here talking about order and peace, and there is no justice. And they gonna go out here and just keep killing black folks with impunity, but y'all yelling at each other talking about how you shouldn't react and what you should and should not do, and you're not dealing with the injustice of white supremacy. It don't work like that. There must be justice before order, not the other way around. Because these kids are not sitting up submissively getting their asses whooped and getting killed. That goes against human nature to just sit up submissively while somebody's kicking your ass. Only a slave thinks like that. That's that slave shit that black people had beaten in them that y'all want to hold on to. Just submissively get your ass whooped and don't mouth off at massa. And you got whelps on your back that you showing off to each other as a badge of honor. Oh, look at my back. Oh, can you put some aloe vera on my back? Look at my whelps. I got whelps on my back. I struggle hard. I got whelps on my back, but the Lord is going to make a way. Fix it, Jesus. You need justice before order. I don't want to hear shit about nobody telling me about order, and you ain't talking about justice. None of you white supremacists out there and you coons that are buck dancing for them, nobody's talking about what the fuck to do about all the white supremacists creating a system that will harm black people, particularly black children. Nobody's talking about what to do about that. Talk to me about that, then we can talk about the riots and the looters and what to do about that. What comes first, the chicken or the egg? Let's look at the chicken. Then we'll deal with the eggs later. Let's see who's on the phone. Well, what's up? Who's calling?
Oh, what's up, Tariq?
What's up? Who is this?
It's Dre from Baltimore, man. What's going on?
Dre from Baltimore. What's going on, family? What's the vibe right there, man? What's going on out there now, fam?
It's crazy as shit, man. Everything that happened on the news and all that, it was down about 10 minutes away from my crib down in the city park. I'm on Pikeville.
Oh, wow.
All the stores out here is closed. I can't even get something to eat right now with my girl.
Oh, man. All right, man. Y'all need to go get you some ramen noodles and kind of hold out until the curfew is up, bro.
Yes, make a nice hookup, huh?
Yes, indeed. All right, man. Thanks for the call, fam. I got to get out there to Baltimore, man. I might have to go out there this week. I know I'm doing a lot of filming for Hidden Colors, but I might have to get out there to check on the family and see how everybody's doing out there, man. Man, I might have to go to Baltimore this week, man. What my Baltimore people, man, hit me up, man. Let me know where there's a venue where I can possibly go out there and we can chop up game with the family, man. Something that we can do real quick, real quick this week. Let me know what's up, man. Email me at info@tariqelite.com or kflex4life@yahoo.com. All right, y'all, let me get up out of here, y'all. That's been it for today's episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. Don't forget, right now, everybody, go to tariqradio.com. Get my brand new lecture called International Racism. International Racism at tariqradio.com is my live lecture in London. Get that right now, streaming on demand. Get it right now, family. And don't forget to go to hiddencolorsfilm.com. If you want to see Hidden Colors 3, that's streaming on demand too. So you can go to hiddencolorsfilm.com to check that out. And I am out of here, family. I will holla at you on Sunday on Ustream.